guys, welcome back to the Road to Madness podcast. I'm Matt Giglio.
I'm Mindongi, and I have no clue how many days are left.
I told you, 96.
96, okay. 96 days until March Madness begins.
96 days, back with another episode. Apologies. I mean, we were getting good with more episodes, but I did have finals this week. I have one more final tomorrow, and this was pretty much the first time this week I could get into the studio and get a podcast up. So here we are. But yes, good to be back. We're coming home very soon. I come home on Saturday. When do you come home? Next week?
Look at this. I'm already home, man. I know. Yeah, no. Happy birthday, Dad. I'm home because it's my dad's birthday. Dinner's smelling good. But, you know, podcast comes first. And the reason we're doing this on a Thursday afternoon is there's not much action this week. Not much whatsoever. So let's go over the recap of everything Friday and beyond before we get to the top 25. Does that sound good with you?
That sounds fantastic. And if you do recall, there were no really good games Friday. So let's just go right to Saturday. We'll start with number one team in the nation. Arizona had a ranked opponent, Wisconsin 23, coming into Tucson. And Arizona wins this game. 98-73, Caleb Love, 20 points in the win. Good stuff, Arizona now, 8-0 on the season. Number two, Kansas. They held a close game with the Missouri. And once again, John Rothstein got me. I saw Hunter Dickinson was suspended. I saw something else. And John Rothstein needs to get banned. He keeps giving me false information that I think is real because of Rothstein. But anyways, Kansas wins 73-64. Hunter Dickinson, a double-double in the win. Shout out to Connor Vanover. He's wearing number 75, and he looks like a very scary dude. The 7'4 big man transfer from Oral Roberts and Arkansas. Where he come from, I know that one by heart. Anyways, we'll keep moving forward. I don't know what you're doing with your chair, but number three, Houston.
The screw came off of it. Keep going.
All right, well, you keep fixing that. Number three, Houston, taking on Jackson State. It was Houston by 34. Was that my lucky number at 34? I feel like that was my lucky number for picking the blowouts. Anyways, who is this? Emmanuel Sharp. I've never heard that name before.
Never heard of that name before?
No.
Really?
Well, yeah, I mean, he played every game last year. He was a bench player. I guess I wasn't really familiar. But anyways, he had 25 points in the win for Houston. Number four, Purdue takes down a gritty Alabama team. Alabama now 6-3 on the season. Two 35-point bombs from Mark Sears of Alabama. Where did he play for before?
Ohio. Come on, man.
Good man. Good man. I'm trying to catch you lacking now. And obviously, Zach Edey back home in Canada, 35-7 in the win. Anyways, number five, UConn takes down Arkansas Pine Bluff. Career high from Alex Carabam, the Mass native out of Algonquin, 26 points and 7 rebounds in the win. UConn wins by 38. Sorry, I had to do some quick math. Number 7, Gonzaga, falls to none other than the Washington Huskies. This game was in Seattle, but Washington gets the job done. And look who led the team. It was Frank Kempang, or Kempang. Should I even ask where you play for? I think you probably know this.
You don't even ask.
Okay. 14-7-5 blocks. Graham Ike on the other side, 18 points in the loss. Anyways, number 8, Marquette wins by a smooth 19 points. Kolek almost had a triple-double. He looks phenomenal thus far. Number 10, Creighton takes down Central Michigan by 45. Good stuff from Bayo Sharman, who has a very nice profile. It's him with a buzz cut. Oh, well. Number 12, Texas takes down Houston Christian 77-50. Texas 7-2, but will drop due to the loss earlier this week to Marquette. I hate to see this one. Number 13, Colorado.
I love to see this one.
No, they fall to St. Mary's, unfortunately. St. Mary's now 5-5 in the year, but pick up a very good quality road win against a ranked opponent. Good stuff for St. Mary's, back on track potentially. Number 14, BYU also falls on the road to Utah in a rivalry game. Shout out to Utah. Gabe Matson had a fantastic game with 17 points. Utah looking pretty good, 7-2 now on the season. Number 16, Kentucky takes down Penn. Aaron Bradshaw, excuse me. Very good performance in the win for Kentucky. This game was phenomenal. It was number 20, Illinois, and number 17, Tennessee. And Tennessee gets the last laugh. They win this game 86-79. Fantastic performance by Dalton Knecht once again. And Al Vescovi almost had a double-double as well in the win. James Madison, 18, takes down Old Dominion. TJ Bickerstaff, shout out to him, man. I didn't realize he was on James Madison. You could have got me there. Should I ask where he played for, or do you know?
Yeah, he went to Drexel and then BC.
All right, you knew it. Yeah, you probably should know that one. All right, but anyways, they won. Number 19, Oklahoma, passed the eye test. They're legit, 9-0. They beat Arkansas. Very good game. Shout out to Oklahoma. Kept the foot on the gas. Number 22, Duke takes down Charlotte in a convincing fashion, 24-point win. Shout out to Jeremy Kane, 21 points in the win. Number 24, Clemson, sorry, 9-0. 9-point or 8-point win over a very good TCU team. This team's the real deal, man. Shout out to Clemson. Excited to see where they're ranked. I know where they're ranked, but excited to see where they are for the reveal of the episode. Finally, number 25, San Diego State survives UC Irvine by 1 point. What a finish this was. It was Parrish, Micah Parrish, with a game-leading layup, and then the rest is history. I mean, they almost blew that game. San Diego State, they're fraudulent. I don't care if they won. They're fraudulent. But anyways, your thoughts on these games? A lot of fantastic ones per Saturday.
Yeah, for sure. A lot of fantastic ones indeed. Results-wise, I'm not really too surprised on anything. I think the upsets were St. Mary's over Colorado State. We know St. Mary's is better than their 4-5 record coming into that game. So, like, St. Mary's beating Colorado State should be no surprise to anybody. They're still a Final Four team in my book until further notice. I'll keep saying that as long as we mention St. Mary's every episode. And then Utah, I mean, they've looked good to start the year off and beating a very solid BYU program who, I don't know, they haven't passed the eye test for me just yet. And I think they're a tournament team, but will they have enough to make it into the second weekend? I'm very skeptical about that. So I think Utah, I think both these teams are tournament teams, and they showed it. Did they either of them pass the eye test? Not really. I mean, I think both the teams are good, but not second weekend of the tournament good. You know what I mean?
I agree.
And Oklahoma, they look legit for real. Beating Arkansas, obviously at home, but Arkansas still has Muspus as the coach, still has a ton of talent. And on paper, Arkansas probably has the better roster just looking at the names, but Oklahoma, congratulations, you have passed the eye test for me.
Agreed. Couple other notable games, unranked. South Florida beats Florida by 16. Florida State, or it's not Florida, Florida State. South Florida beat Florida State by 16. Florida State is 4-4. What's going on in Florida State? They are not looking good these past couple of years. It is very disappointing to see.
Since that COVID year, it's been a downhill spiral for them. I mean, I remember that COVID team that Florida State had with all that talent. I mean, they had Vassell, they had Pat Williams, if I'm not mistaken.
They did.
They had a bunch of depth, and they were just so deep. And
Terrence Mann,
Mufundu Kabengale.
My man.
Yeah, they had 4 NBA draft picks that year.
Yeah.
And man, to not see them play in the tournament because of COVID, that hurt. Because I had them in my Final Four. I mean, I remember we did an episode for our if the tournament happened, what would our Final Four be? And both of us had Florida State in it. And since that, it's been a downhill spiral. Leonard Hamilton is getting old as well, which is unfortunate. And he's gonna hang it up soon as well.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, this team was stacked, man. Raekwon Gray, MJ Walker. That was the year before. I'm sorry.
That's still household names, though.
Raekwon Evans was still there. Wait, am I tripping? Hold on. What year was COVID?
2020.
Here it is. Vassell, Trent Forrest, MJ Walker, Patrick Williams, Malik Osborne, Anthony Polite. I forgot about that guy. And Balsa Kopriziva, or you know the big white guy that you know him, right?
Yeah,
you know what I'm talking about. But anyways, yeah, that team was stacked. Shout out to FSU in the glory days, I'd say. But yeah, anything else I want to cover? I do. I want to cover Grand Canyon beating Liberty by 5. Grand Canyon is now 8-1. They're legit. Shout out to Grand Canyon.
Yeah, one of the best. They are good. I mean, they're ranked what high? Low 30s in the net rankings right now. So obviously all the evaluation tools, all the metrics, they have them as a very solid team. And if the season to end right now, they'd be an at-large team for sure. They have the resume for an at-large team.
Absolutely. Definitely agree. So shout out to them. Any other notable games? Villanova continues their wacky season. They beat UCLA by 9. They're the weirdest team in college basketball, without a doubt. But, yeah, Drake also wins by 19 against Nevada. Drake's now 9-1, another legit mid-major team. So shout out to Drake. But I think that is all for – yes, that's all I got for Saturday. Let us go to Sunday.
Yeah, I'll go to Sunday right now. Number 15, Miami, gets spanked in the NABC Brooklyn Showcase to Colorado. They lose by 27, and the score, 90-63. Not a good look for Miami whatsoever. And the other ranked matchup was another upset. It was number 21, Texas A&M, hosting Memphis, and Memphis takes them out 81-75. What are your thoughts on the two upsets on Sunday?
Yeah, Colorado explodes. I was very impressed with Colorado. 90 points against a very good defensive Miami team was very impressive. So shout out to Colorado. Tristan Da Silva, fantastic in this win. A near triple-double with 22, 10, and 9. And Memphis, man, David Jones has looked phenomenal since coming to Memphis. I'm very impressed with him. He's done a phenomenal job. And him and Javon Quinterly, I believe they combined for 60. So shout out to those two guys. They looked fantastic. A&M should be okay. That's not a terrible loss. None of these losses are terrible, but they don't obviously help their resumes either for Miami and A&M, but I think they'll be fine. But two very impressive wins for Memphis and Colorado. Memphis has a huge game coming up. I believe it is tonight, maybe.
Yeah. And
no, it's Friday night, but
I do have a piece of news.
Yes.
We're on this Memphis talk. That is that Naquan Tomlin was committed to Memphis. Obviously, started his career at Kansas State, was supposed to be on the roster this year, but got dismissed about a week ago. And a couple of days later, he's now a Memphis Tiger. He'll be eligible starting in 2024. And last year, averaged 10.5 points, 6 rebounds, and 1 assist. What are your thoughts on this commitment from Naquan Tomlin to Memphis?
Yeah, very good get for Hardaway and company once again. Yeah, I think Tomlin's a very good player. And he helped Kansas State, and then stuff happened, obviously. But I'm glad he can get back into the NCAA through a new team. And, yeah, I think it's great. And I would also like to speak on the judge. The federal judges issued a TRO to keep the two-time transfer window open. It's a 14-day window. But some of these guys can come back to college basketball, it seems, led by Mr. Raekwon Battle, who committed to Penn State or West Virginia? West Virginia.
West Virginia. What? Yeah, West Virginia. Raekwon Battle. Yeah, West Virginia.
I was thinking of Raekwon McMillan, who went to Penn State, correct?
Yeah.
He went to Penn State. Battle went to West Virginia.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure. And there's a lot of notable names on that list that are eligible to play now, it seems. I'm trying to find the list. Oh, yes, I have the list. A couple notables I would like to mention. Andre Corbello, Southern Mississippi. Primo Spears, Florida State. Adam Miller, Arizona State. Brandon Murray, Ole Miss. Who else we got? Joe Blasome, VCU. Jalen Cook, LSU. Ivory Curry, UTSA. CJ Felder, McNeese State. Noah Farkanen, West Virginia. The list goes on and on, but those are some of the notable names that I see. Oh, Mikel Mitchell, Little Rock as well. Shout out to Mikel Mitchell. But yes, what are your thoughts on a lot of these guys getting a chance to play this season?
Yeah, it's a strange situation. I mean, my thoughts, I would like to keep them to myself because I feel like my thoughts are, I don't know, I want to keep them personal myself. I think I have a very, very strong stance and very strong beliefs about this, and I do not want to share my thoughts about it. So I'm gonna keep my thoughts to myself.
Fair enough.
Share your thoughts. You are welcome to.
I don't need to. Yeah. I like where your head's at. I will keep my thoughts to myself. But thankfully, these guys get a chance to play again. But we'll see what eventually happens. I don't know if that rule is set in stone yet or not, but we'll see. But whatever. One other notable game I would like to mention from Sunday slate was St. Joe's. St. Joe's beat Princeton. A fantastic game. And St. Joe's, believe it or not, is 8-2 in the year. What a turnaround this St. Joe's team is having. They have a chance to compete in the A-10. And I know A-10 play has not started yet. When does it start, if we're asking? Oh, it starts January 3rd. But St. Joe's, looking at the A-10 right now, is in a pretty good position. The A-10, believe it or not, is all 500 or above, which is impressive. So the A-10 turning things around. But shout out to St. Joe's, taking down a very good Princeton team. But yeah, I think that's all I wanted to mention. Oh, I want to mention another game as well. Shout out to Bronny James coming back from USC. SportsCenter was all over this game, which was really annoying. Every single thing I saw on SportsCenter for the last hour on that game USC was playing was all about Bronny James and LeBron James, blah, 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 blocked by Bronny. It should have been blocked by LeBron or James or whatever. but yeah, I mean, obviously, great story that he's back in college basketball. But USC did still lose this game to Long Beach State. And who else but a guy you mentioned the last episode? Who he played for? Marcus Shonias. I think that's how you say it. I don't know. Shonias.
You got it right.
Thank you. But yes, Long Beach State now. I believe that's our second quality win on the year. Yeah, because they beat Michigan earlier this year. So, shout out to Long Beach State, man. Very impressive stuff. Big West, watch out. They could be a threat. But yeah, that's about all. Oh, yeah, I want to mention BC beat St. John's. Shout out to BC, now 8-3 on the year.
Yeah, Quentin.
And I want to mention Michigan State is below 500. They lost to Nebraska on Sunday as well. Michigan State now a top four AP poll team, under 500. Izzo's seat could be getting hot. I'm just going to put that out there now. But don't come yelling at me if you're a Michigan State fan.
Yeah. And before we get to this week's slate of games, or you get the point, before we recap this week's slate of games from Monday through Thursday, we got to go over the AP poll first because the numbers have changed, obviously. So let's go over the numbers. And a near unanimous vote for the number one team. 62 of the 63 voters have decided to vote Arizona as the number one team, which means they are the number one team. Number two, Kansas. Number three, Purdue. That rounds out the top three. And the other team that received the number one vote is Houston, who closes in at number four this week. Rounding out the top five, UConn. Six, Baylor. Seven, Marquette. Eight, Creighton. Nine, UNC. And rounding out the top 10 is Gonzaga. Number 11, up eight spots, Oklahoma. Number 12, Tennessee. And the biggest rise in the AP poll at number 13, none other than the Clemson Tigers. 14, Kentucky. 15, Florida Atlantic. 16, Illinois. 17, Colorado State. 18, BYU. 19, Texas. Rounding out the top 20 is James Madison. 21, Duke. Welcome back to the AP Top 20, Top 25. They come back at number 22, it is Virginia. 23, Wisconsin. 24, Miami. And welcome to the AP Top 25, Northwestern. You will not have a number next to your name next week, and we'll go. The two drops, Texas A&M, San Diego State, and the next five in the poll. 26, Colorado. 27, Ole Miss. 28 Texas A&M, 29 Auburn, 30 Memphis. What are your thoughts on the AP top 25 plus 5?
Looks pretty good. Couple thoughts. I think Colorado should just jump Miami in the pool, and I think Ole Miss should be ranked. These changes could happen next week. We'll see what the weekend holds, but that's just my thoughts. But overall, very good poll. Top five looks good. Top 10 looks pretty good to me. Maybe we'll see what happens with UNC. Baycott's out. We'll talk about the game, but Baycott's out. So we'll see. But I really like this poll a lot. Obviously, a ton of great games happening this upcoming weekend especially. But there's already some changes from this week already. So we'll cover those. But right now, I'm content with the poll.
Yeah, for sure. And let's just get right to Monday with the one-ranked game. Number 10 Gonzaga, they beat Mississippi Valley State by 38, 78-40. So let's just go to Tuesday now. And Tuesday, not really much to cover either, but number 12 Tennessee, they beat Georgia Southern by
Hofstra
18, and the other ranked game is 21 Duke. They beat Hofstra by 21. So, nothing to cover there. And now there's something to cover. We go over to Wednesday. Number 8 Creighton upset in the Jack Jones Classic by 15 to none other than UNLV. We'll go over that soon. Number 15, Florida Atlantic. They beat their rival, Florida International. Absolutely destroyed them, 94-60. BYU bounces back with a win over Denver, 90-74. And bye-bye, Northwestern.
Bye-bye.
Enjoy the next 3 days with the number next to your name. Upset by none other than Chicago State. What are your thoughts on the two upsets?
Oh, man. UNLV one's surprising. I mean, UNLV hasn't looked that good this year. Now 4-4 in the year. That's a fantastic win. And Creighton, man, I mean, this is two bad losses with bad shooting. You said this wouldn't ever happen again, but Trey Alexander in those two bad losses has looked really bad.
Combined for 3 of 29 shooting in those two losses.
Yeah, so that's definitely something to look at if that keeps happening. Creighton might fall even farther, so we'll see. Anyways, Florida Atlantic looks good. I'm not too concerned about that win. It was a very good one. BYU, good bounce back at home against a sneaky, all right, Denver team. Shout out to Denver. They look pretty good considering their past 5 years record-wise. And Chicago State, man, what on earth? Wesley Cardet Jr., 30 points. Very impressed with Chicago State. Let's see if they got anyone else they can steal a game from this upcoming season. Yeah, they play Wisconsin.
They got Gonzaga in March. Right before they announced the tournament, they got Gonzaga. A week before, I think.
No, they don't.
Not have Gonzaga? Am I tripping?
No.
They definitely have Gonzaga on their schedule. No?
I don't see anything with Gonzaga. I see Oklahoma State, Kansas State, DePaul, Wisconsin, UT Rio Grande, Eastern Kentucky, Duquesne. I do not see a Gonzaga in here.
Maybe I'm tripping.
I don't know. Maybe you're right and they don't have it, or I don't know. But I don't see it.
I don't see it anymore. All right. Maybe I was just imagining stuff, but that's not the point. The point is Chicago State, the laughing stock of college basketball, just upset a top 25 Big Ten school. So
yes,
that's
precisely.
That's a quad.
Very impressed indeed. Yeah, that's a very bad loss. So I don't know what we're gonna do with that. But anyways, any other games on this day?
Nope.
Shout out to McNeese.
Yeah, they got Will Wade.
Will Wade's back. Shout out to McNeese. Shout out to McNeese State. That's it, though.
That's it. Let's go over the slate for today and the weekend. Starting off with not much today either, but we'll go to the rank game. We'll go to number 7 Marquette hosting St. Thomas. We need a
count. Yeah, I think we do. I'll take Marquette, and I'll take them by 31.
31. All right, interesting. I'll agree with that.
Thank you. We'll go to Friday now. Yikes. Oh, that was one fantastic game. I have to. Yeah. I was going to cover the New Mexico rivalry, but New Mexico State almost lost to a non-D1 team the other day, so that will not be needed. So we will go to 10 o'clock. Fantastic game. Continental Tire Seattle tip-off. It is number 5, UConn, against number 10, Gonzaga. Gonzaga just lost in Seattle to Washington, but UConn's coming over across the country. What are your thoughts on this game?
We just missed a whole different game on Thursday. I forgot the other ranked matchup.
Wait, what?
Wisconsin's what? Playing today as well.
Oh.
Ooh. All right. We'll go. You want to do that game first?
Which game? Wisconsin?
Wisconsin and Jacksonville State.
I mean, yeah, you didn't really need to cover it. Wisconsin's winning by 30.
All right. Sure.
All right. So, back to this game.
Yeah.
I'll repeat it. Because good eye, honestly. I didn't see it. But you did give the first game, so I'm blaming you. Anyways, 10 o'clock, Seattle, tip-off, Continental Tire. Number 5, UConn. Number 10, Gonzaga. Gonzaga back in Seattle after losing to Washington this past weekend. Your thoughts?
Yeah, fantastic game. You could say two blue bloods. I will be going with – it's a hard game to choose. I don't like Gonzaga, but I'm gonna have to pick Gonzaga for this one.
See, I was sneaky thinking Gonzaga as well. It's gonna be a fantastic matchup. Graham Ike against Donovan Klingon. I like that matchup a lot. Tristan Newton against who? Nolan Hickman, probably. Pretty good matchup. I'm taking UConn still.
Yep. And we go to Saturday, obviously, the best day for college basketball.
Yes.
Starting off at 12 o'clock, we got the Halal Guys Showcase. Shout out Halal Guys. That stuff.
That's awesome.
Good stuff right there. Number 19, Texas, takes on LSU. Who do you got in that one?
I've never had halal food, but I've always wanted to try it since watching BDGE on TikTok. We won't talk about that because they have this mantle. But anyways, I'll be picking number 19, Texas, to win this game.
Yeah, me too.
Jalen Cook is back, though, just to in case they lose. That's my thought if they lose, but I think Texas wins. Anyways, 12 o'clock, we go to number 24, Miami, hosting a very good LaSalle team this year. Can LaSalle get it done? Any thoughts?
Not against Miami. I don't think against Miami.
I think they'll keep it close. I think they lose by 15 to 10, but I got Miami as well.
And next up, we got number 2, Kansas. They take on Indiana at 12:30. Who do you have in that one?
Interesting trap game, I think, for Kansas. Going to Assembly Hall, which is not a good place to win a game. We've seen that a lot. Indiana 4-0 at home. Nah, I'll take Kansas in a 2-point win. I think Indiana keeps this game very close, and this game's on upset alert.
Yeah, I think he's on upset alert as well. Just letting you know, we have 8 minutes left. I think we get done, but I think Kansas gets it done. I think, yeah, I still have Kansas as, yeah, Kansas.
1:45 p.m. It is Ball State and Indiana State, an 8-2 team against a 9-1 team. Two good mid majors. What do you got?
But Indiana State, they're at home. It's the Indy Classic. They're hosting the event.
I forgot to say that, but yes, Indiana State's a wagon. I like them a lot this year. Watch out for a sneaky March run, but they have to go through the gauntlet first, so I'll take them.
Next up, Michigan State at 4-5. They host number 6 Baylor. Do you have them having any chance?
I would like to say yes, but I can't. I don't think I can. So no.
Yeah, me neither. I agree. I think Baylor gets it done easily.
Number 20, James Madison against Hampton on the road. Point count.
Point count you want?
I think so. Do you not?
I think Hampton pulls off the upset.
Really?
I have this hunch in
Really?
me, and James Madison, one way or another, they're gonna have a blemish at some point. One, because of the conference they play in, and two, just because it's James Madison. I mean, they're a great team, but when you play in a awful, I'm gonna say awful conference, but when you play in a conference like the CAA, you're bound to lose a couple conference games. I think this was one of them.
Hampton, though? To Hampton? I think this is where they lose.
I think so.
Interesting, interesting. I think this loss comes later in the year. I'm looking at two games in particular. I'm looking at January 4th against Louisiana on the road and January 6th on the road against Southern Mississippi. Those are my thoughts, but I'm going to take the James Madison still.
All right, and we'll go to 2:30. We'll go number 4, Houston, taking on Texas A&M in the other game of the Halal Guys Showcase. Who you got on that one?
Yeah, this should be a good game, but I'm going to be taking Houston to keep rolling. They are at home as well.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm going to have to take Houston as well.
Fantastic game. I wish this game was at Clemson. I would have stayed a day, Clemson. I would have stayed a day. I don't know about that, honestly. I'm kind of excited to go home. But anyways, number 13, Clemson, is going to Memphis to take on the Memphis Tigers. Tigers versus Tigers. Memphis 7-2 off of a fantastic win against A&M. Clemson still undefeated. Do you think they go to 10-0, or do you think Memphis gets ranked? Because if they win this game, they're ranked, in my opinion.
Give me the Tigers of Memphis.
I knew it. I don't like
give me the Tigers of Memphis.
Give me the Tigers. I don't even need to say what the Tigers. Give me the Tigers.
And we'll go to this.
Clemson event moves into the top 10 if they win this game. That's it.
I think this event is right in our neck of the woods.
Answer my question first.
Yeah,
is Clemson the top 10 team if they win this game?
Easily top 10 if they win.
All right, cool.
I think they're number 9 if they win.
All right, cool.
Not even 10. I think that they're top 9. All right, I'll give you an extra one. I think this event is right in our neck of the woods. It's the Basketball Hall of Fame Classic. I think that's at Mohegan Sun. The last 3 years it's been at Mohegan Sun. So, hey, maybe we'll go on the Sunday. But
what time? What time are you at?
I'm at 4:00, man.
Do you miss this game?
What game?
Oh, sorry. Oh, it's at the Mass Mutual Center.
What, the Basketball Hall of Fame Classic?
Yeah.
Even better. What time you land?
Can't make that game, but.
All right. But it's St. Bonnie's taking on number 15 FAU. Who you got in that one?
Oh, we might have to go to this final on Sunday. Anyways, I'm taking – maybe St. Bonnie's looking pretty good, but I'm still going to take FAU.
No, I don't like FAU. St. Bonnie's for me.
Fair enough. Let's go to 4:30. We got a fantastic game.
Talk TV.
Indy Classic. Number 1, Arizona, and number 3, Purdue. I am very excited to watch this game. I will be home watching. I expect you to watch with me.
Not Peacock TV?
I don't.
What? Peacock TV,
man.
Yeah, Peacock.
The man. Best, one of the best games of the year is on the Peacock TV. Yeah. That's unbelievable. Anyways, make your pick. I can't believe that.
It's going to be snap call. It's going to be Purdue.
I agree. Snap call Purdue. I like that.
And CBS Sports Classic, we got two true blue bloods. We got 14 Kentucky and 9 UNC. 5:30. Who you got in that one?
Yeah, Baycott's out for this game, so I'm taking Kentucky.
Yep, I agree, Kentucky.
Not going to mention this game because Northwestern will not be ranked. They should beat DePaul, but you never know. DePaul did lose to someone bad. DePaul, I'm so sad. We're not covering that game. Anyways, number 22, Virginia at home against Northeastern. Any chance Northeastern pulls off a
match? Absolutely not.
Agreed.
And we will go to – 7:00. We'll go to this game. Cincy taking on Dayton. And Cincy, they're having a good run so far. As is Dayton, who you got in this one?
I got Cincy. I think Cincy's a very good team. Did they beat Xavier?
No, they lost. They just they coming off a fresh win at Bryant.
Yes, yes.
Bryant, so.
Yes, they did. I still have Cincy, though.
Okay, me too.
We forgot this game. I would like to mention it. It is the final of the Jerry Colangelo Classic, I believe, and it is UNLV and St. Mary's. Two teams who just beat two ranked teams. Your thoughts?
What game did I miss? And what game was it again? Oh, it's UNLV and St. Mary's. St. Mary's, easily. It's not.
UNLV.
You're crazy.
Nope.
All right. 8 o'clock. Creighton hosting Alabama. Who you got in that one?
I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, you don't know.
I love to pick Creighton, but I don't know. I'm going to pick Alabama. I think Creighton's downfall has begun just for this year, but I don't know. Sorry.
It's Creighton.
Yeah, you picked Memphis, so I have a right.
It's Creighton.
All right, let's get to 9 o'clock. We got number 11, Oklahoma, who have passed the eye test in both of our eyes. Taking on Green Bay should be a layup for them, hopefully, but after Northwestern, you never know. Who do you got?
You never know, but I'm going to do a point count. Oklahoma,
okay.
35.
I like that point count. Oklahoma's rolling. Give me them. Shout out to Tanner Moser, by the way. Or Porter Moser, excuse me. Wait, yeah, Porter Moser. He's done a terrific job since his leaving at Loyola Chicago. Just want to give a shout out.
Yeah, somewhat. But 9 o'clock again. Somewhat. We got 18 BYU.
Hosting. Somewhat.
He missed the tournament last year. And the year before that.
Yes, but they're on the come up. That's all that matters.
Okay, I guess. 18 BYU, and they host Georgia State at 9 o'clock. You got a point count for this one?
I got BYU by 23.
BYU by 27.
Interesting. 10 o'clock, number 12, Tennessee, hosting a sneaky good NC State team. NC State 7-2. Their only losses are to Ole Miss and BYU, which are two, I'd say, good quality losses. What are your thoughts?
Give me Tennessee.
I have Tennessee in a close one. I think Tennessee wins by 6.
We might as well cover this one, but it's a USLBM coast-to-close challenge. TCU takes on Arizona State, the battle of two okay teams, I guess, but who you got?
Games in Fort Worth. Arizona State just lost to San Diego this past week. I'm going to take TCU to win this game.
Me too.
We go to Sunday now, the last day of the coverage. We'll start at 1 o'clock with Colgate taking on number 16, Illinois. In Champaign, what do you have?
I like Colgate a lot, but, you know, they're not being in Illinois, in my opinion.
Colgate did beat Vermont. Shout out to Colgate, but I still have Illinois as well.
Next up, Syracuse takes on Oregon in two mid programs. Who do you have in this one?
Games at the Pentagon. Sioux Falls. Shout out to that place. I like the Pentagon a lot.
Love it. I actually like it too.
I do too. It's a little hard in the eye sometimes, but I like the atmosphere there. Anyways, I'm going to be taking Oregon to win this game.
As in my, I'll be taking Oregon. I have to think twice about it, but yeah.
Shout out to Judah Mintz, though. He's looked pretty good for Syracuse, but I think Oregon still wins this game. Do we want to cover this game? I'm going to say, yeah, I guess. Auburn, 7-2, just beat on who? I forgot. Yes, it was Indiana that they beat on pretty badly this weekend. They take on USC. Any chance USC wins this game?
I think USC does win this game. I don't know. I still think Auburn's front. They can win as much as they want. I do not think this team is that good this year. I genuinely don't think this team is that good this year. I think their ceiling is a round of 64, a loss. That is my
That's crazy.
Of Auburn.
That's crazy.
As for USC
ceiling.
What's USC ceiling? Also a loss.
Okay.
64. But I think Auburn is they've had some good wins, but I don't know. I just don't think they're gonna be good this year. I think they're super hit or miss.
That's fair.
USC, I think their floor is a lot higher than Auburn's, but their ceiling is just super low compared to
Nah, I
Auburn.
don't know about that. I don't agree with that. They're 5-4.
Yeah,
How can the four be higher?
I feel like they're more sound than Auburn.
Lost to Long Beach State.
Long Beach State beat Michigan. I think Michigan's better than both these
Michigan's
teams.
not good either.
I think Michigan's both better. I think Michigan will beat both these teams.
No, I don't agree.
I'm taking USC.
I'm taking Auburn. I don't agree with you.
All right, you don't have to. I just know I'm right though. But
all right. We'll
next
see.
Up at 3 o'clock, we got Kansas State hosting Nebraska. I think that's low-key a tilt of a.
It's a sneaky good game. I agree.
Yeah, it's a very good game, especially on a Sunday where we'll probably be watching football. I mean, we're in a league together and we're facing each other.
Fantasy playoffs. Fantasy playoffs.
It sucks, man. I got the Herbert Allen stack and they're both out, so I'm screwed.
Yeah, I have Herbert too. I have Herbert too.
Yeah, but that's in the league that I'm not in the playoffs in. So
yes, I would like to mention that
every league
because
I like the fun fact, every league that I'm in the playoffs in, I have Justin Herbert in and Keenan Allen. So I'm in four leagues, all four leagues, or in three of the leagues I made playoffs, and every one I have the Hernan or the why did I say Hernan?
Herbert Allen.
Herbert and Allen stack. They're all out. But this is a college basketball podcast. So
yes.
Who do you have in this game?
I will be taking Kansas State. 6-0 at home. I think they continue to roll. Tyler Perry has been very good, as well as Arthur Kaluma. I like Jerome Tang and the boys to get it done.
Yeah, I would, but they did almost lose to North Alabama. I'm taking Nebraska here. I think Fred Hoiberg has a squad this year, tournament caliber squad. I think, I don't know. What do you think Nebraska's ceiling is?
It's tough. Ceiling, I'd say it's probably maybe Sweet 16, maybe. I don't know. I don't agree. They lost to Minnesota, who's sneaky all right as well. I don't know, man. The Big Ten looks really weird.
I think you can make a case for any Big Ten team to make the Sweet 16. I mean, the Big Ten is very deep, and they just somehow underperform in the tournament. Every single year, they somehow underperform in the tournament.
Sparty and Iowa are the two teams at the bottom of the Big Ten right now, which is nuts.
But and I think Sparty and Iowa have what, like, maybe top eight rotations in the Big Ten. I mean, their top seven guys on their teams are really good, and they're just struggling. So we'll see how Big Ten plays turns out. I have Nebraska in this one.
I got Kansas State, but that should be a very good game nonetheless. What else do we got?
We got that ranked game.
What ranked game? We're covering that game? I'd like to cover this game beforehand. 5 o'clock, Seton Hall and Missouri. Two teams that look all right. Seton Hall coming off the loss in the home state battle against Rutgers, but they did beat Monmouth this week already. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, talking about Auburn, these two teams are more fraudulent than Auburn. And, in my opinion,
Missouri, is that fraudulent?
I think any team in the SEC that is not – I'm gonna have to go look at the SEC standings right now. I just blanked on the SEC.
Most of the SEC teams look fraudulent to me, but A&M, Kentucky, the only two I can say with confidence.
I will name you all the teams that are not fraudulent in the SEC right now. All right.
Yes.
We got Tennessee is not fraudulent.
I forgot about Tennessee.
Kentucky, I wouldn't say they're fraudulent just yet.
No, not yet.
Not yet. Soon they will. When SEC comes, I will say they're fraudulent.
Yeah, could be.
Mississippi State looks like they're exceeding expectations right now.
They lost to Southern.
That's fair. But other than
that, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Ole Miss hasn't played anyone that good.
Need to pass the eye test.
They have exceeded our expectations so
yes.
far.
Yes. Chris Beard, baby, shout out to him.
Texas A&M has played a hell of a schedule this This their non-conference. Remember, they got underseeded last year because of their non-conference. They decided to schedule everyone in the nation this year.
Yeah.
So their 7-3 record, somewhat justified. I mean, the SEC is not as – maybe they're just not as good as we think this year. Maybe I am right, and the SEC is just not that good this year. But as of now, the SEC is not that good this year. So I'm still gonna pick Mizzou because I don't think Seton Hall is that good either. But I don't think that's a game that I'll be tuned into. I'm not excited for that matchup.
I can't believe it's on ESPN, but yeah. Anyways, I'll take Missouri as well.
Yeah, we need a point count for this one. We got
number
17 Colorado State. They'll be taking on a D3 team, CSU
Pueblo. Did you take a Spanish class?
I failed. Come, we're talking about Spanish classes in middle school, man. Seventh grade Spanish class. Oh man, I mean, I'll shout out my. No, I won't shout it.
Don't
do that. It was a really goofy class. I mean, probably ended with a B in that class, and then we got the eighth grade. Oh, that was sixth grade Spanish. Seventh grade Spanish is awful. I still have the class picture on my phone. I mean, I actually was just scrolling through my camera roll, and I saw it the other day. It was a lit class, but I ended up with a D in that class. Sorry, mom. But yeah, I was not too good at Spanish.
There you go. I wasn't really either, but I decided to take honors senior year of high school, which was fun. Anyways, yeah, I got Colorado State by 47.
Oh, that's you're too generous to this D3 team. I got Colorado State by 87.
Am I too generous? Yeah, I might.
Oh, you're way too. 43 is like.
Well, I feel like they're gonna just run up the score and then just put the but the bench will probably still cook too. Yeah, I like change my vote to 63.
That's a better score. All right, and last but not least, we go out west to Honolulu or Hawaii and Nevada. And Hawaii starting off strong this year. They're 7-1. Nevada 8-1. Obviously losing to Drake. Who do you have in this late night Hawaii game? We love these games.
I like this game a lot. I'm probably gonna take. Yeah, that's a tough game. Sneaky me wants to pick Hawaii, but the sneaky me probably thinks Nevada is gonna win. But I'm gonna take Hawaii anyways. I like the team.
I'm gonna take Nevada.
Yeah, tough game, but we'll see. But anyways, that is all we got for today. A very long episode, but a much needed episode covering last weekend, AP poll, this past week, and now this weekend. But come Monday, we will be back. Well, not back in person, but we'll do another episode. I'll be home, so it'll be good. I start work on Monday, which is not good. But anyways, that is all we got for today's episode. Any final thoughts from you?
Good luck in this week.
I do have one. What?
Say good luck in the fantasy playoffs. That is my one thought.
What'd you say?
Good luck in the fantasy playoffs.
Thank you. One more. Huh?
What?
You're like freezing up on me. You said it twice, did you not?
I did.
Okay.
Huh? So I said. So I'm repeating myself.
Oh, okay. It's no doubt. Anyways, one more final announcement. We have a group chat. Yes, you heard me right. The group chat is under an app called Slack. It is a workspace where we can talk all things college basketball with all you guys. So if you would like to join, click the link in our bio on TikTok. Not TikTok yet. We'll be up there soon. But Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and even LinkedIn. Follow our LinkedIn, man. We'd love to get some connections on there. But links on there. Link to watch all the episodes is on there as well. You find all the stuff through the socials. But,
I do have one more thought after you. Sorry to interrupt.
That's all I got, but you go.
The bet of the day. You got any bets for today? Yeah.
No, what's today? Thursday?
I want to see if we're on the same page on this one.
Yo. You know what? I do have a bet of the day.
All right, you can go first.
Citadel plus 12 and a half.
I thought we were going to be on the same page, man.
Call me crazy.
Unfortunately, my bet with them is going to be Charleston minus 12 and a half. Did you hear me?
I like Citadel. I got a weird feeling. Go Citadel.
Man, my.
Yeah, well, I heard you. You have Charleston. I like Citadel. Go Citadel.
Wow, okay.
Citadel lost to BC by – they lost to BC by four. I think they can get the job done. I like it. I like my pick. I stand by it. Charleston's fraudulent this year. Mark my words.
Fair enough. I guess. And I guess I'll do another one then because we had a disagreement. Furman plus 7.5 is my second one.
I like that one.
Thank you.
There you go. Yeah, check our RTM bets for our bets. We'll probably put some more this weekend.
It's more of a weekend thing for us.
Definitely more of a Super Saturday type speed, as always. But yeah, check that out as well. But that is all we got for today's episode. Why'd you put your hands up? Did I cut you off?
No, I'm done.
Oh, okay. He's done ranting. And so am I. So that is all we got for today's episode. Thank you guys for tuning in. As always, it's always March, baby.
It's always March, baby. Thank you guys for tuning in.